should love me through my good.
Have you ever told someone you love that you weren't in love with them anymore? So often we tell God that we don't love him through the way we live our lives. But isn't it funny, when we tell the Lord that we don't want anything more to do with him, he never stops loving us.
I'm glad you loved me through my.
If you're someone who's been guilty of falling out of love with the Lord, let J-Moss help you fall back in love with his singles, Good and Bad.
So glad you love me. Never took your love away.
Just visit the Brothers in the Spirit online store and download your personal copy today. Brothers in the Spirit online store, where shopping is inspirational.
I even did some things.
Don't go through another day out of the will of God. Let this day be the day you fall back in love with God. You're listening to Raise the Praise on VNDS Jams, where we jam for Jesus.
Yeah.
Have you taken time to tell the Lord thank you for another day? Thanking Him for waking you up this morning. Not only that, but allowing you to be in your right mind. Thanking Him for being in a country where we have freedom. But most importantly, He gave you and I another chance to say to Him, thank you, Lord, and that's an honor all by itself. Well, let me say hello, world, and welcome to Raise the Praise on BNDS Jam, where we jam for Jesus. And yes, you got your boy Flex here doing my thing, as I enjoy doing each week for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And hey, I want to thank you for taking the time to hang out here with me to give our Lord some praise. Hey, check this. Are you thankful for God's favor? You see, favor is something that we can't earn. We'll never have enough money to buy it. And sometimes favor just isn't fair. Let's keep the jam moving with Pastor Shirley Caesar. I'd just like to let you know that you're jamming to one of the best gospel internet radio stations this side of heaven, BNDS Jam, where we jam for Jesus.
I'm living, yes, I'm walking in the favor of God. Somebody help me, yes, yes, sir. Over my life,
over my life.
Favor.
Favor.
Thank God for favor.
Favor.
Now point your hand to yourself and say favor.
Favor
over your life.
Okay,
I feel the same now.
Hey, this your boy Flex. When I'm on the internet and I'm looking for some good gospel music, I tune into BNDS Jams, where it's always a praise jam experience for the Lord.
Oh. Gospel music is known for bringing good news. Let Ricky Dillard's new album entitled Ricky Dillard and New G Keep Living bring good news to your ears. Enjoy songs like God is Great.
Great is?
And if you want to get your shot on, you will enjoy My Soul Says Yes. Are you destined for greatness? If so, you don't want to miss having Destined for Greatness. This is one gospel music project that you will enjoy. You will not be disappointed. To get your copy, just visit brothersinthespirit.com and click on the link online store. Brothers in the Spirit online store, where shopping is inspirational.
What God promised me, I make changes.
Are you ready for that getaway? Well, your next vacation can be just one click away. Next time, when you're ready to travel, consider Songmasters Entertainment and Travel. Let Songmasters Entertainment and Travel take the stress away. Book a flight or a cruise. Select a hotel. Rent a car. When it's time for your next vacation, why not consider Songmasters Entertainment and Travel? Dial 888-922-2916. Songmasters Entertainment and Travel for all your travel needs.
You love me through my good.
Have you ever told someone you love that you weren't in love with them anymore? So often we tell God that we don't love him through the way we live our lives. But isn't it funny when we tell the Lord that we don't want anything more to do with him, he never stops loving us?
I'm glad you love me through my.
If you're someone who's been guilty of falling out of love with the Lord, let J Moss help you fall back in love with his single, Good and Bad.
So glad you love me, love. Never took your love away.
Just visit the Brothers in the Spirit online store and download your personal copy today. Brothers in the Spirit online store, where shopping is inspirational. Don't go through another day out of the will of God. Let this day be the day you fall back in love with God. If you're just tuning in, we want to let you know that you're jamming to Raise the Praise on BNDS Jams, where it's always a praise jam experience for the Lord. And yes, you got your boy Flex here doing my thing for the Lord, as I do right here on the jam. And hey, big ups to you for taking time to hang out here with me and to help me give our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ some praise. And if this is your first time jamming with us, I truly hope something you hear will inspire you and cause you to make BNDS Jams a part of your daily jam experience. Hey, check this. How many of you are afraid of dead people? Listen, I'm going to let you in on a little secret of mine. I'm afraid of dead people. However, I enjoy being around people who are dead. Now, I know somebody's going, what in the world is he talking about? But yes, it's true. Check this. For some reason, when I was younger, I was always afraid of going to funeral homes. Now, I don't know if it was just me, but for some strange reason, it seemed that funeral homes would be spooky and creepy. From the moment I walked in the door, I would get that creepy feeling. Even the people who worked there seemed to carry this awe about themselves that made the atmosphere even more spookier. They'd be dressed in black from head to toe, looking all washed out in the face. And then, when you go inside to see the person that's dead, they'd be lying there in the casket with their eyes closed, not moving. But while standing there near the casket, viewing the body, I begin to imagine to myself that at any time or any second, they're going to open up one eye and wink at me. Yeah, dead people. But to me, being around people who are dead is fun. Now, let me explain what people who are dead are like. They have such a calm and cool look about themselves. They look very peaceful on the inside, despite how things are on the outside. And everything about them is expiring. No matter what they have to face or come up against, there's this peace on the inside that passes all understanding. For example, a person who's dead may have tribulations, but even while they're going through rough times, they still have this peace about them that the world just can't seem to understand. They may have just lost their job, but instead of going crazy, when you talk to them, they'd say, "I may have lost my job, but I haven't lost my joy." Or they'll say, "If God blessed me with one job, he's going to bless me with another." If their car got repossessed, and you ask how things or how they're handling it, they'll say something like, "Well, I'm just in between blessings." Yeah, I'm talking about people who are dead. You see, over in Romans the 6th chapter, the 1st through the 2nd verse, it says, "What shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin so that grace may increase? May it never be. How shall we who dead to sin shall live in it?" You see, when we die or become dead to sin, you and I cease to live in sin. Now, ceasing to live in sin doesn't mean that we don't sin, but it says we take on a lifestyle that says to God, "I'm willing to live for you than anything or anyone else." Each day we'll strive to live a better life that's pleasing to God himself. When we're dead to sin, sin can no longer rule over our life, but God now becomes the Lord over our life. When he becomes Lord and Savior of our life, that's when we'll gain a new and better life that's full of God's abundant riches. Let me ask you this. Are you someone who's afraid of dying, or are you ready to die? There's no need to be afraid anymore because our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has come to give you life. But before you can have that eternal life, you've got to be first willing to die. Are you ready to live? I'd just like to remind you that you're listening to Raise the Praise on BNDS Jams, where we jam for Jesus.
Come on. Brothers and sisters, I'm feeling real good because it ain't over. Right before I die, I got to
my dreams so I can be what he planned for me, not just for me, but so they can see much more of him and less of
right before I die, gotta
love my enemies, forgive the past and set them free, so I can free up the things ever resisting God has for me. He is for me, not just for you. Ow! I have to learn what I've been through. I can't go through that way again. Be hurt by you that way again. It's not the end.
Then, no.
I used to be afraid to die. I used to be afraid to try.
Used to be afraid.
I was too afraid of no.
Looking for some good gospel music? Why not tune in to BNDS Jams, where it's always a praise jam experience for the Lord.
That should be every Christian's prayer, asking God to change our identity. Each day, we should strive to be more like Christ in our personality, our love towards our brothers and sisters, how we treat our neighbors, but most of all, living the way that God has purpose for our life. You may ask, how can I live on purpose? Well, John the 15th chapter, verses 4, 5, and 7 says, "Remain in me, and I will remain in you. A branch cannot produce fruit alone, but must remain in me. I am the vine, and you are the branches. If any remain in me, and I remain in them, they produce much fruit. But without me, they can do nothing. If you remain in me and follow my teachings, you can ask anything you want, and it will be given to you. Hey, speaking of him, check this. Did you know that somebody loves you? Despite what you and I do, the good news is that we're still loved. Now, just in case you didn't know, God is madly in love with you and me. Several years ago, I told God that I didn't want anything else to do with him. Have you ever told someone that you love that you didn't want anything else to do with them? Well, isn't it funny when we tell the Lord that we don't want anything more to do with him, he never stops loving us? So often we tell God that we don't love him. Now, you may say, how do we tell God that we don't love him? Well, it's through our actions. You see, when we stop praying, when we stop showing compassion to those who are less fortunate than we are, when we stop reading God's word, when we stop living our life on purpose, and when we choose not to forgive, that's how we tell God that we don't love him. But despite when we do wrong, we have a Heavenly Father who still loves us. If you're someone who may be guilty of those things, right where you are, go on and have a conversation with your Heavenly Father. Once again, you're listening to Raise the Praise on BNDS Jams, where we always jam for Jesus.
You loved me through my good. You loved me through my bad. You loved me through my good. And you loved me through my bad, Jesus. You didn't erase my future because of my past. I'm glad you loved me through my good and my bad. Through my good and my bad. You love me through my good. You love me through my bad. Didn't erase my future. Hallelujah. Because of my past. Thank you. I'm glad you loved me through my good and my bad.
You loved me through my good and my bad.
So glad you loved me.
You loved me through my good.
Never took your love away.
You loved me through my bad.
Write me off.
You loved
me. I even did some things I know you despise, God.
You loved me through my good.
And my bad, yeah.
You loved me through my good. And my bad.
God, I know sometimes we make you ashamed.
You loved me through my good.
Thank you for never giving us what we deserve,
you
God.
Me through my bad.
After falling, every blessing and request that you granted lost.
Because of my past.
You could have withheld, but mercy intervened.
You loved me through my good.
Through the rebellion.
You loved me through my good.
Through all of my shortcomings.
You loved me through my good.
And this is my favorite right here. You keep on loving me. Can somebody help me? You keep on, loving me. You keep on loving me. You keep right
on
loving me. Through the good and the bad, you never stop loving me. Through the lessons learned, you show me. We disobey, we run away from you. Bring shame to your name, but your love remains. Who can love me like you do, Lord? What you are to me, no man could ever be. You see through every mistake, through every stumble. You prove to your children you'll always be there. Through every slip, through all.
through all my good and my bad. You love me through my good and through my bad. Oh, didn't erase my future 'cause of my past. I'm glad you love me through my good and bad.
Dealing with challenge at home, in our workplaces, our community, and sometimes even in our personal relationships with the Lord. When those challenging times come, it's always good to get an inspiring word from the Lord. Let Midweek Raise the Praise inspire and uplift your soul.
It's my natural habitat to be blessed. I was created by a blessed God, put on a blessed planet. I'm a blessed man. What else am I going to be? I got to be blessed.
His shoulders and of his kingdom there shall be no end. And he bore the weight of the government upon his shoulders, for surely he hath borne our griefs.
More the anointing, the heavier the trials, the greater the anointing. And I got a feeling right through here, God's getting ready to up my anointing. Shake somebody's hand, say I'm going through.
Stop by every Tuesday evening at 7 p.m. for Midweek Raise the Praise on BNDS Jams, which is always a praise jam experience for the Lord.
You love me through my good.
Have you ever told someone you love that you weren't in love with them anymore? So often we tell God that we don't love him through the way we live our lives. But isn't it funny, when we tell the Lord that we don't want anything more to do with him, he never stops loving us?
I'm glad you loved me through my.
If you're someone who's been guilty of falling out of love with the Lord, let J Moss help you fall back in love with his single, Good and Bad.
So glad you love me, never took your love away.
Just visit the Brothers in the Spirit online store and download your personal copy today. Brothers in the Spirit online store, where shopping is inspirational.
I even did some things.
Don't go through another day out of the will of God. Let this day be the day you fall back in love with God.
Hey, this is your boy Twan in the ATL. Whenever I'm on the internet and I need some inspiration for the soul, I tune into BNDS Jam, where it's always a praise jam experience.
I'll be the first to admit I'm neglecting the relationship.
We have a God who stepped out on nothing and said, let there be something, and it became whatever he said. His words have power. Let there be light, and immediately there was light. And his word is so powerful that it is still sustaining the sun. The Bible says, Hebrews 1:3, that he upholds all things by the word of his power. That when God says, let there be, not only does he create it, but he sustains what he has created. And it has never deviated from what he said. While the earth remaineth, there will always be day and night, springtime and harvest. God said, when I speak it, I speak longevity to it. I am God. And beside me, there is no other. He said, I look for another God. He said, there's never been another God before me. I looked in the future. There's none coming after me. I looked beside me, and there was no God. I alone am God. I was God before there was anybody there to tell me I was God. I was God before there was anybody there to praise me as God. I was God before there was anybody to clap their hands or wave their hands in the air. I was God. I am God all by myself. No board elected me. Nobody appointed me. Nobody hired me. Nobody interviewed me. Nobody can have known me. I am God, and besides me, there is no other. It is this God that Abraham is telling us about, who has not spoken with Abraham, the patriarch of faith, for 14 years. At least 13. 13 years of total silence from from the end of the 16th chapter to the beginning of the 17th chapter, there's 13 years where we know God has said nothing to Abraham. I want to talk about that. I want to talk about the times when God says nothing. There are long extended periods of time where God says nothing. What does it mean when you're a child of God and God says nothing at all? I think in the absence of a word from God, people often start making up words from God. One of the things they teach you about interviews, when you do professional interviews, one of the techniques of interviewers to make you talk more is to get silent, because we have a propensity when the conversation gets silent to have to fill in the silence, and it's a way of making you talk more. And the first thing they train you in public relations is that when the interviewer has asked the question and you have answered the question, be comfortable in the silence, lest you overtalk the question. But it's hard to be comfortable in the silence, because sometimes God says nothing at all. I have great faith in everything, but I still use a GPS system, you know, to get me to places that I don't know where I'm going, which is almost everywhere. And it's so embarrassing when I'm talking on the phone while I'm driving to let people hear this woman in the car with me saying, go down 3 blocks and turn right. I try to cut her down because I don't want them to know that I still need navigation. I've been here 15 years. I still need navigation. I get lost. I've been preaching 35 years. I still need navigation. I've been living 53 years. I still need navigation. I know it sounds bad, but sometimes I don't know how to get where I'm trying to go. And the GPS system helps me in the process. And I'll be driving, and she'll say, you are now on the highway. And I'm driving down the road, and there's a long silence, and I get nervous because I'm not sure of myself. And I say, well, say something. I'll try to trick her into reaffirming, because silence makes you uncomfortable. God is your God even when he is silent. I had to learn that the reason that the navigational system has waxed silent is because I am still to walk in the last commandment. That there is no need to continue the conversation until I have completed the last command. When God says to Abraham, walk thou before me and be thou perfect, you see Abraham walking out in front of God. I don't like to walk in front of God. I want God to walk in front of me, because I need him to write a book, Life for Dummies. Get in front of me and make the path straight and let me follow you. He says, no. He said, I want you to walk before me and I'm behind you. I said, if you were in front of me, I would be sure of myself. He said, if I'm behind you, I got your back. Until it's time to make a turn, you walk in the last domain.
Slow down, come close and listen. It's been a long time since we got together like this. Remain. success is in my way. Pretending I speak to you in restfulness, I keep you.
Body, a healing in your finances, or even a healing in your relationship with the Lord? If so, visit the Brothers in the Spirit Online Prayer Center. Remember, whatever you're going through, you don't have to go through it alone. Brothers in the Spirit Online Prayer Center, where miracles do happen. After a long day, why not wind down to a night of inspirations with songs of inspiration? Let the smooth vibes of contemporary gospel music ease your cares away. Tune in Sunday nights from 10 to 11 p.m. Central Standard Time and let your soul be blessed. Songs of Inspiration on BNDS Jams, where the message is in the song.
When I promised I'd be there and told you I would always care.
Ready to get your praise on? Why not tune in to BNDS Jams, where it's always the praise jam experience for the Lord.
I got a praise on my lips.
And
I can't seem to resist. It's a praise that resounds all around. Got a praise. God, it's a praise.
It's a praise.
Tell him it's a praise.
It's from me.
God, a praise. every time. Call around.
Again, we've come to the end of another show. But before we go, if you haven't already done so, we'd like to give you an opportunity to become a Christian. You see, becoming a Christian is just as easy as 1, 2, 3. We believe that every person is a creation of God, and yes, that includes you and me. Now, the difference between a Christian and a person who isn't is this. A Christian is someone who acknowledges God, and the non-Christian is someone who doesn't. It just doesn't get any simpler as that. When you become a Christian, you become a partaker and a recipient of every promise that God has given concerning His children. I tell you what, here's one. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son,
that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And you can find that over in John 3:16. Most of all, it ensures that you will have eternal life with our Heavenly Father in heaven when your life has come to an end down here on earth. When you choose to become a Christian today, it's so easy. All you have to do is just repeat this little small prayer. Just say, Lord, forgive me for my sins. And I invite you into my life as my Lord and Savior. Now, friend, if you prayed that prayer, you're now a Christian, and you have the greatest friend in your life now than you can ever have. And that, dear friend, is our Heavenly Father. Brothers in the Spirit Ministries would like to congratulate you on your decision, and we want to encourage that you find yourself a good Bible-based church where you can begin to grow your relationship in the Lord. And if you've made the choice to become a Christian today, certainly we'd love to hear from you. Just email us here at brothersinthespirit@aol.com. Now finally, as I prepare to get out of here, I want to thank you for hanging out with me here on Raise the Praise, and I look forward to doing it again on next week. And BNDS Jams would like to encourage that you do your share in helping to cut the number of vehicle accidents and fatalities. Don't text or talk on your cell phones while driving. Take the pledge. Now, until next week, we want you to remember this. There is no problem too big that our God can't handle. Stop complaining about how big your problems are and start telling every last one of those problems just how big our God is. Now, until next time, you take care and be blessed.
Everybody.